European and American news coverage of the war in Iraq have one thing in common. There's plenty of it. But the tone in Europe frequently diverges, reflecting public opinion that's firmly anti-war. Some Europeans say their skepticism about the war gives them objectivity. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Criticizing the U.S. administration's planning, execution, and spin on this war is a staple in much of the European media. Sometimes it's a choice of words. A German television anchor describing the relatively targeted bombing of Baghdad as cutting a swath across the city. Sometimes it's much more direct. A list in a Spanish newspaper of 100 arguments against the Bush administration's invasion. And reporting often reflects the preoccupations of the European public, says Patrick Sabatier, deputy editor of the French newspaper Libération.
Of course, the religious aspect of the war, of the American war, has been reported and commented upon because the French are particularly sensitive to anything that smacks of religion or leading what the state is doing. And of course, there's been maybe more attention paid to problems like reconstruction of Iraq, humanitarian assistance, and anything that has to do with the diplomatic angle.
France worked hard to influence events through diplomatic channels. Now President Chirac is seeking influence through a proposed new television channel, Global News, nicknamed CNN à la Française. New all-news channels have become prominent since the last Gulf War, of course Al Jazeera, and the BBC. The BBC gave significant play this week to news of British troops who were killed by an American pilot.
The commander of the unit survived and has criticized the pilot of the A-10 for having no regard for human life. He said, "I believe he was a cowboy. He'd just gone out on a jolly. I'm curious about what's going to happen to him. He killed one of my friends."
The BBC's skeptical tone and ample coverage of Iraqi claims led one British cabinet member to complain the broadcaster was acting like a friend of Baghdad. And in the British press, there's a war within the war between two tabloids, The Sun and The Mirror.
The Sun has really kind of gone for a very sort of gung-ho, you know, let's get behind our boys kind of line right from the off.
John Dennis is deputy editor of The Guardian, a left-leaning British paper.
By contrast, the Mirror had a picture of a grieving Iraqi woman next to a smiling George Bush surrounded by U.S. troops.
In Hungary, as in Britain, the government supports the war while much of the population does not. There, Mojo Nemzet, a paper close to the opposition party, runs a regular column of foreign reports critical of the war. Robert Manchin with the Gallup polling organization says that's made other Hungarian coverage more critical. For example, reports of the U.S. Congress appropriating $15 million to Hungary as part of the U.S. war budget.
Because that was seen as America buying for $15 million the goodwill of the Hungarian government.
Around Europe, there is intense interest in how the U.S. media report the war. Jo Grubel directs the European Institute for the Media in Dusseldorf. He's interviewed a lot on television in Germany, and always now, he says, asked about U.S. bias.
Don't the American media, blah, 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 support the war, and isn't this all censored?
Grubel says no, he doesn't believe all American media are wrapped in red, white, and blue. But many Europeans do. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.